You know, all too soon, seemingly our children grow up overnight. They get married, some of them go to college. They move away from home to New York and Chicago and other places. But the saddest thing about it is that they forget that they have a darling mother back home. So it is, I'm thinking about a young man who left and moved away to Germany. And while he was there, he was critically wounded, so much so that the doctor said that he never would walk again. He had braces on his legs, and another sad thing happened to that young man. He lost his mother, and the family tried to get in touch with him, but to no avail. And finally we see that young man standing with braces on his legs before a fresh grave, with one faded rose in his hand. And as he began to drop the petals from the rose on that grave, he began to talk to his mother. These are some of the words that he was saying to his mother. Mama, I try to give you flowers every now and then. Yeah, yes, I did. If I had $1 million, I'd line your grave with gold. About his shoulder. One of the sisters said, "Brother, don't cry." I said, "You know, we did all we could to get in touch with you. But one thing I did, I knew that you would be pleased with. I took my diamond ring and I placed it on Mama's finger." And the other sister said, "Brother, so do you remember that fur coat that I had? I draped it about Mama's shoulder, but the young man standing there crying couldn't think about diamonds and furs. All he could think of was that the best friend he had was gone. And with a few more petals left on that rose, he continued to drop them on the grave and he said to his mother, 'Diamond rings,
diamond rings,
and silver things, Mama, I never had. But Mama, I try to give you a flower every